With Book Beat, I'm Don Swain.
I had the feeling often that I might just be eccentric in my approach to writing.
Eccentric, perhaps, but novelist Robert Coover is in good company, one of a group of so-called experimental writers that includes John Barth, William Gass, and Donald Barthelme. The latest novel of Robert Coover, who wrote The Public Burning, is Gerald's Party. It opens like a murder mystery, but grows in nonstop hallucinatory intensity with characters who rush in and out of scenes like actors in a farce. Robert Coover was born in 1933 in Charles City, Iowa, where his father was a newspaper man.
I grew up in an atmosphere of journalism, which is very different from literacy.
Did you say literacy?
That's what I said, yeah.
Congratulations. I'm sure some of my colleagues wouldn't like that.
Robert Coover was interested in writing, but despite a degree from Indiana University, felt culturally trapped by the prairie mentality of the Midwest and began the process of teaching himself what art was all about.
As the years went on, I began to understand more about what it meant to be a writer, what writing could mean.
While in grad school at the University of Chicago, Robert Coover retreated to an isolated cabin in Canada where he wrote and read the Bible alongside Beckett.
It was a sort of time to sort things out, what it meant to me to decide that I was going to write.
In the early 60s, Robert Coover, minus a master's degree, landed in Spain, his wife's birthplace, where he started what was to become his first novel, The Origin of the Brunist. It wasn't to be published for 6 years, however, and Coover, short on funds, returned to Chicago to finish his degree in order to teach. Robert Coover is still teaching at Brown, and his novel, Gerald's Party, was published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Robert Coover has been taken seriously from the time of his first novel, The Origin of the Brunist, in 1966. Coover had worked on the book over a five-year period, but his second novel, The Universal Baseball Association, J. Henry Wall Proprietor, was whipped out in 5 short weeks in a monastery village in Spain. A Rockefeller grant led Robert Coover and his family to England, where they found a house on the seacoast overlooking the channel.
So I bought it. I'd never owned anything like that before, and it never occurred to me that it might need all new plumbing and all new electricity and all new roof.
Iowa-born Robert Coover meshed well with the usually distant British.
I think I was exotic enough to them that they were amused by me anyhow and didn't kind of throw me out of the country. I developed a lot of very, very close friendships in England.
Coover became a soccer fanatic and adopted other English habits.
We learned to love the pub life, at least the ritual of it, the kind of quiet drink before last call, pint always, good English beer.
And thanks to advances sent to him by Dutton editor Hal Charlotte, Robert Coover began work on his novel, The Public Burning.
I just almost couldn't finish The Public Burning. I'd been at it so long, and it was so big, and it was so taxing. And the only thing sort of keeping me going was the knowledge that, well, at least Hal would publish it.
But Hal Charlotte died suddenly, and Coover was left without an editor or publisher and was forced to return to America to teach, settling in Providence, Rhode Island. Viking eventually published The Public Burning, a nightmarish comedy in which the Rosenbergs are scheduled for execution in Times Square. 9 years separated The Public Burning and Coover's highly original latest novel, Gerald's Party. In that book, Robert Coover's hero, Gerald, is invaded from all sides by off-the-wall party guests, oblivious of the murder victim in their midst. Published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. It's clear that novelist Robert Coover has done a lot of thinking about what motivates his work. 9 years ago, Coover's novel, The Public Burning, startled some readers because of its savage intensity and unconventional style. No less can be said about Coover's latest novel, Gerald's Party, a hyperactive confrontation of characters who trample through the consciousness of Coover's hero as a murder takes place. Coover says Gerald's Party began as a story.
I don't begin by thinking I'm going to have another book to bring out. I just begin by having a metaphor, a little something that has to be opened up and looked at. And if it's 2 pages or 10 or 20, I don't know when I begin, but I usually hope, tend to hope, that it's just going to be short.
Robert Coover also took a theatrical approach to Gerald's Party.
I wanted that idea of having actors behind the characters.
And other theatrical elements came into play with the consciousness of Coover's hero used as a kind of stage.
It's invaded or assaulted by all the guests at his party whose main task at all times is to get center stage, mainly to the center of Gerald's consciousness.
It's hard to keep track of all the characters who storm in and out of rooms in Gerald's Party, but they all have one thing in common.
I got up the idea of having all these people try their hand at certain simple lines, as though they were auditioning, right? So you have lines that they all have a go at. And one of those was Not Yet.
Not Yet. Robert Coover may not appeal to the bodice-ripper set, but he has found a select and willing audience. Gerald's Party was published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Providence, Rhode Island may seem at first glance an improbable place for a writer to settle, but Robert Coover finds it much like England, where he lived for 10 years, wet and quiet and on the seacoast.
It's not expensive. Got nice big houses. It's low key.
With a good theater and even a Japanese restaurant. And besides, Robert Coover teaches at Brown University. Coover's latest novel, Gerald's Party, is in many respects like his others, not in terms of theme or plot, but because of his unconventional use of words and images.
Well, there's been a lot of playful attitudes toward form, toward the way a story can be told, to parodies and ironizations of the way stories have been told in the past, and this has been a kind of worldwide event.
Coover is in the same league as a number of experimental writers, a list that includes William Gass and John Barth, who have also broken the restrictions of the conventional novel.
When I first was writing, I felt I was doing this all by myself. There was a kind of uncertainty about, you know, does this make sense? I like it, but am I doing something that makes sense to anybody else? And you show it to a few people and say, my God, it's crazy. You know, I don't understand a thing that's happening.
And it's true that word games don't always work or fall flat or just aren't interesting. Robert Coover, however, has been consistently interesting. Coover found the recent Penn International Congress an entertainment, with the participants appearing to be acting out a pre-written script.
I've heard a lot of funny lines, probably not intentional. Watched a lot of disingenuous pratfalls. But there have been moments of eloquence and moments of felt passion and some decent things said about writing and what it was to be a writer in a world as difficult as the one we live in.
Robert Coover, Simon & Schuster, published his latest novel, Gerald's Party. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.